You know those stories of someone buying a painting at a yard sale or an estate sale, and they take it home and discover it has a priceless document or other artifact hidden behind the frame? This next story is not that, but it does involve a thrift store find with a remarkable backstory. Grace Carpenter is an interior designer and home stager in Phoenix, and she joins me to explain what happened. And Grace, so let's start at the beginning. You were at a Goodwill recently, and a painting caught your eye?
Yes, that's right. I had a few minutes before picking my kids up from school, and I rolled into my local Goodwill, and an odd painting of a woman and her cat caught my eye, and in my cart it went. And then when I got home, I realized that the signature looked really familiar, and that's kind of where this adventure began.
So how did you recognize the signature, and whose signature is it?
It is actually a pretty famous American artist, and because I'm an interior designer and an avid Antiques Roadshow watcher, the name has come up many times. His name is Charles Craig, and he's really famous for paintings of the American West, Native Americans, cowboys, that kind of thing. So this portrait didn't make any sense at all, but the signatures, I Googled it really fast, and the signatures totally matched up. So it was really interesting. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? So I made a TikTok, and I just kind of threw it up. I mean, I have like 1,000 followers on TikTok. And I said, hey, I found this painting. It's really weird, and the signature's pretty cool. It looks like it could be a Charles Craig. Is anyone out there an art expert? And the TikTok kind of blew up.
Really?
Yeah, it's had like 1.5 million views.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, and now I have like 19,000 TikTok followers, which is super fun. And this is where it gets interesting. Someone tagged Antiques Roadshow. Well, a bunch of people tagged on Antiques Roadshow, but they responded. And in the process of Antiques Roadshow being tagged, a girl messaged me and said, hey, if you are in the Tennessee area and you would like to have my other Antiques Roadshow ticket, you are so welcome to it.
Wow.
It's on Tuesday in Nashville. And it just so happened I was going to be in Tennessee anyway. I'm putting together an Airbnb in Memphis. So I just changed my ticket and randomly brought my painting to Antiques Roadshow yesterday.
Okay, so you just, by coincidence, were going to be the same place that Antiques Roadshow was. This sounds kind of like it was meant to be.
Right? And it was magical. You hear these horror stories about waiting in line in the hot sun for hours and not even getting to talk to anybody and whatever goes on behind the scenes at Antiques Roadshow. But it was brilliant. And I got right in. I don't know if it's because they knew I was coming with my million views on TikTok. I don't know. But the expert I talked to was just the nicest man. He's with Bonhams in San Francisco. His name's Aaron Bastian. And he said, what did you bring me? And he kind of looked at it and inspected it. And then he said, can I take this somewhere? I'll be right back. I just want to talk to some other people about it. And I said, yeah, go ahead. And so I kind of sat there and watched them chit chat about it away from me. And then they brought out the black light. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Well, that's promising.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the highlight for sure. And then and then he came back to me with just like a big smile on his face. And he said, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing this in. It's by far my favorite piece of the day. And let me tell you why. He said, this is or was an original Charles Craig.
Wow.
But this is where it gets interesting. It's only an original Charles Craig from the woman's like face up. The entire bottom of the painting was painted over, and the cat was painted like into her hands.
What?
So, yes.
Like, somebody took this well-known artist and decided,
yes,
this isn't good enough. I'm going to add on to it.
This reminds me of the Ghostbusters movie where he's like, hey, this painting is missing a kitten. It was exactly that. Somebody said, somebody said, this painting is missing something. It needs a cat in it. And the cat is very goofy looking. It's like some of the TikTok comments were like, it would be if you described a cat without actually ever seeing a cat before. Like it's odd. It's an odd cat. But he said, we put it under a black light. The signature has been reinforced, but it is in fact an original signature that comes through underneath. So it is an original Charles Craig. And he said, you know, Charles Craig did paint portraits. It was something he did for money. He had a studio, but Charles Craig portraits are only worth about $500. But he said, because of the nature of this painting and how weird it is and the subject matter, he said, if it was in my gallery, I wouldn't let it walk out of there for less than $2,000 because of how fun it is. So this is just one of those really rare cases where, you know, graffitiing over a famous artist has actually added to the value, which is spectacular.
Yeah, but don't try this at home. Don't go to a museum and like try to add on to anything. That's not recommended.
No, exactly. Exactly. And it's so funny because I brought it with the Goodwill sticker in on it because it was on the frame, and the frame is this really cool handcrafted, hand-carved, hand-painted frame, and I didn't want to remove it and remove the paint with it.
Yeah.
And so he said, just keep the, you might want to just keep it on there because it adds to the story and it's really funny. So like, I don't know. I might keep the Goodwill sticker on it. We'll see.
So we should point out, you paid like $40 for this painting, which this expert says he wouldn't let leave for less than a couple thousand. What are you going to do with it?
Right. I'm going to keep it. I mean, what a fun story. Also, the reason I bought it is it looks exactly like my cat. And I was like, well, this is weird. You don't normally see oil paintings of cats. They don't like to sit still. And so I'm definitely going to keep it. What a fun story.
All right. That is Grace Carpenter, a Phoenix-based interior designer and home stager. Grace, congratulations on the great find. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Oh, thank you so much. What a fun day.